The UN Commission on the Status of Women is celebrating women's advancement during a 2-week gathering in New York. As if to signify the strides women have made, the opening address was given by Deputy Secretary General Asha Rose Migiro. Migiro attended previous meetings of the commission in an earlier job as Tanzania's Minister for Gender and Children. She later became the African nation's foreign minister before UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon asked her to be his deputy. That makes her the highest-ranking African woman ever to serve the world body. Migiro says she and Secretary General Ban are backing plans to combine all UN programs dealing with gender issues into one agency for greater efficiency.
The Secretary General and I agree wholeheartedly with the panel's suggestion to replace several current structures with one dynamic UN entity focused on gender equality and women's empowerment. Such an entity should mobilize forces of change at the global level and inspire enhanced results at country level.
Migiro says Secretary General Ban is also hoping to achieve a 50-50 gender balance within the UN bureaucracy. Among the delegates in the crowded conference hall for the opening session were nearly 200 girls who had come to plead their own cases. Among them was 17-year-old Kilinta Nepal of South Africa, who urged the conference to listen to the voices of children themselves.
Give us, girls, boys, and young people, a chance to participate in making decisions on issues that affect us, and we will strive for change that will improve the lives of all. It is time to listen to us and to act upon it.
Nepal unveiled for the conference the results of a survey and a series of focus groups done by teenagers about teen attitudes entitled, It's Time to Listen to Us.
The key finding of the survey is that unwritten laws still hold incredible power. Many cultural practices are responsible for violation of girls' rights. Young people identify the victimization of girls and the lack of awareness of their rights as major cause of discrimination and violence.
Two recent UN studies suggest discrimination and violence against girls may be more widespread than previously thought. The 2-week conference in New York will culminate in observances of International Women's Day, March 8th. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.